Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There are questions today about what's next for the world's largest ride-hailing company, Uber, after news that CEO Travis Kalanick is resigning. In a statement, Kalanick said he was stepping aside so that Uber can go back to building rather than be distracted with another fight. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So we've been talking about Travis Kalanick. We've been talking about Uber and the controversies and sexual harassment complaints and how those have been handled, the treatment and pay of Uber drivers. What was the final straw here?
Well, I guess it's money talks. Five big investors, including big venture firms like Benchmark and mutual fund giant Fidelity, they came together and they own about, let's say, a quarter of the stock, about 40% of the voting power. And they sent a letter to Kalanick yesterday afternoon. They demanded that he resign immediately. They also asked for improved oversight of the company's board by filling two of the three empty board seats with what they're calling, quote, truly independent directors. Now, again, Kalanick probably had the voting power to stay, but that pressure was really too much. And I should also note that the decision was really applauded by a lot of folks, but some are wondering whether the board itself might see some replacements because it's seen as complicit in Kalanick's behavior over the past.
Well, do we have any idea who might be replacing Kalanick as CEO?
What a horse race this is going to be. By the way, I should note that Uber has fired more than 20 employees, including Kalanick and his closest confidant, Emil Michael. He was forced to resign last week. So we don't have a CEO. We don't have a CFO. We don't have a chief operating officer, chief marketing officer, a head of engineering. So a lot of spots to fill. But for the CEO slate, we're talking about former Disney chief operating officer Tom Staggs, CVS's Helena Foulkes. And you're not going to believe this, but New York Post reporting, maybe the board will be approaching Facebook chief operating officer Sheryl Sandberg.
Wow. So she's in the mix there as a potential CEO for Uber. The other Uber news that came out this week is that they're going to allow passengers to tip the drivers for the first time, which is something that Lyft does, but Uber hasn't done.
Yeah, this is interesting because the company unveiled this new campaign just yesterday, by the way. It was called 180 Days of Change. And step one in that change is the company is now making an in-app tipping option available for drivers. It rolled it out in Seattle, Minneapolis, and Houston. It's going to expand to all U.S. cities. As you said, this has actually been done by Lyft. The company had resisted it, but now says the changes were long overdue.
So what is the big picture next step for Uber now that they've finally gotten past this issue of Travis Kalanick and his management?
I think this is actually a bigger question, and that is that, you know, the company's worth probably about $70 billion based on its last capital raising efforts. It has spent very heavily to expand. It's actually been losing money in the process, about $2.8 billion last year, another $700 million or so in the first quarter of this year. So now a lot of people are saying, hey, maybe Uber's going to have to raise more money. I guess what's really imperative here is whoever takes over, whatever team comes in place, they're going to have to shift the culture and navigate some really big lawsuits. There's one that that Uber is fighting with Google parent
right.
Alphabet. So all of this coming together, it's an uncertain future for the ride-sharing company.
Well, and as it's been pointed out to us, you're right. They've been losing money as they've expanded. But if they stopped expanding today, they would be making money today. So
that's right. There
are some good things in that company. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thanks as always.
Take care.